This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Today we have to help somebody out with an age-old problem, the monster-in-law.
Oh, here we go.
Stephanie?
Yay.
What's going on? How can we help?
More like yikes.
Yikes. Okay.
Okay. So I need a little help with my mother-in-law. I know, you know, every married woman has like a nightmare mother-in-law. I'm sure that my issue is no different. Mm-hmm. But my husband, Grant, and I have been married for 2 years. And I'd say he and his mom, Shelly, have been in at least like half a dozen screaming arguments. So, you know, it's kind of a lot.
Scream at each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll spare you the details. But okay, so here's the actual problem. Now, Grant refuses to talk to his mother, like, at all. Ooh. And so she's texting me with her crazy. And when I asked him to calm her down, you know, he pointed out that talking to her never seems to make anything better anyway. And so he's just full on radio silent and he's leaving me to deal with it.
You're the go-between for his mother?
What?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, honestly, he's not wrong, you know, and there is a part of me that would feel a lot more relaxed with Shelly in our lives. But I mean, now Grant won't see or like talk to his parents. That just feels awful, you know? Like, I can't imagine not talking to my mom, and I don't want that for my husband. Like, how can I persuade him to just, you know, try and smooth things out and then also get her off my path?
So I want to clear some air first before we start taking calls here. You don't like her either?
I mean, you know, it's like standard mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, like little picky things, but like we've never like not gotten along.
Okay.
Which is why I think she feels comfortable coming to me about all of this.
My follow-up question, you sort of already answered, you're not the reason he doesn't speak to her. Like he's not back in your play going, Mom, either love my wife or don't. Like it's his own issues with his own mother.
Right.
All right. Real quick. Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. Or you can text in at 51059. I don't like your position right now.
Right.
It's not none of your business because it is your husband.
They put you into this position.
Right. They did.
Yeah.
But it's,
yeah,
I've had people try to intervene on me. If you've listened to the show any amount of time, I'm basically estranged from my three brothers.
Yeah.
Really stupid things. Mm. It's all just, it's stupid. And people have tried to tell me to fix it. And it's like, it doesn't work like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yes. But if she's constantly using you in as the middle, like, I don't know how to fix that. Because you go to her and go, I don't want to be in the middle, then this relationship's never going to mend.
Exactly.
Right. And I feel like it's even putting a strain on our marriage.
Yes.
So, you know, because I'm so close with my mom, you know, it hurts to see that he isn't even talking to his.
So your husband, he's on your side. Because he knows talking to his mom either doesn't work anymore or just makes things worse. So he goes into shutdown mode, but he has your back, right?
He's got your back and his own back.
Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think what has been said between them. I know you don't want to get into details, and we shouldn't, because we've already said everybody's name. Do you think it can be fixed? I mean, would an apology from one or both of them, what do you think would make this go away? Or is it stupid like my situation and they just need to get over it?
I mean, personally, I think it's stupid.
Okay.
But also, you know how people can be, how it's always, yep, I'm right, you're not right. You know, it's, yep, it's my way, the highway. And both of them are very stubborn.
Yep.
Oh, and I think that it will take more than just an apology.
So then the next time, this has been the threat that's looming over my head, if I'm being honest. It's like the next time I'll see them is at a funeral.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And that is gross.
And I don't want that to happen at
right.
all.
Okay.
Oh man, Stephanie,
you're in a really precarious position because she's coming to you. You're basically
right.
betraying your husband every time you talk to her, because he doesn't want you to talk to her.
Yes.
But you can't not talk to her, because then their relationship
right.
will never fix itself. So let's figure out how to
okay.
Tom Shane your
okay.
butt
middle,
out of the
okay.
middle of this. hang on right there.
Yeah. Wow.
She's screwed.
She is, okay, right? There's no way out?
I mean, she has to go to her husband and go, your mom has put me in the middle. You got to get me back out. And he's like, no, you're out. Just don't talk to her.
Yes.
And then
now.
But she's tight with her mom and doesn't want to see this 15. I'm going to tell you, as a person, the thing that happened between me and my brothers has some meat on the bone, but it's not big. But you'll blink an eye and like, some of them have not met my daughter.
Wow.
She's 12.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They kind of have, but like not like spent quality. That's effed up. But if you don't have somebody pushing you to put it back together, it's not going to go back together. So Stephanie does kind of need to do the push him, but you're pushing your husband.
Boom.
Which is worth more. Like, you don't want to screw up your own marriage just to try to save his relationship with his mom.
Dang.
She could really use some advice if you've been in one of these estranged family relationships. What was the catalyst to end the friction? She needs your help. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Stephanie out. She dropped the names of all of her mother-in-law and her husband, and we're not going to keep repeating those just in case anybody happens to be listening.
Yeah.
But her husband and his mother no longer speak, which happens sometimes in families.
Sure.
But now the mother of her husband is texting her and like trying to find a back door in through that.
Yes.
She's real close with her mom, so she understands the need. She wants her husband and her mother-in-law to bury the hatchet. But should she get involved or should she butt out?
There it is.
Caitlin?
Yai.
What do you think should happen here?
So I've actually been in this exact same situation.
Oh boy.
And I think Stephanie should support her husband and just block all communication with the mom. Because, I mean, her husband is the one that she chose to be in her life, and we don't always get to choose family, which kind of sucks, but family isn't always the best.
And that's her new family, the husband. That's her new family. That's what she has to have their backs.
Well, no, she has to have her husband's back.
Yeah.
That's the family that she chose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
the blood family, blah.
Yeah, but let me just say this. What if you think that anybody who's been in a situation like this, and you said you were in this situation, sometimes you need somebody on the outside. You need a Steve to come in and go, hey, nobody's being logical. Like, even though I love you, husband,
right,
and I am taking your side in this argument, you will really regret it if you spend the next 20 years not talking to your mom and she dies.
There's that.
You're gonna hate like, sometimes you have to be the grown-up and say, if you block her, that will end his relationship with his mom forever.
Yep.
And maybe that's for the best for everybody.
Oh, my God.
Okay, okay.
To never speak to your own mother again. She didn't...
I wouldn't do it to my mom, but I know that other people don't have the parents that I do.
There's that.
All right. Thank you, Caitlin. I guess all I was saying is, even Stephanie said, it's not a big thing. It's like if his mom was toxic, then it's like, yeah, block her. We got to get this woman out. But they're fighting over something stupid.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. What do you think?
So, I mean, if it's something stupid, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Because, I mean, it's more or less like you kind of got to be on his side, right? Like, you married him. Like, yeah, you're married in the family, but, like, you know, her and her family have a good relationship. So maybe she doesn't understand, like, the struggle of, like, a long-term toxic relationship, right? Like, you tell somebody that's, like, in a relationship with somebody they picked to, like, get out, you know? Like, step away. Give yourself some time. Like, don't come back until you see honest change. Like, that might be his thing. If he's trying to form a really healthy relationship with Stephanie, and, you know, she's just not letting him move past some things that, like, he thinks he might need to move past.
Mm.
Like his own mother.
There's
move
that.
Past your own mother.
Well, I mean, no, like, like some of the traumas, you know, that she might have caused him, like some triggers that he might want to try to work through, but can't quite do while he's, you know, forming a healthy relationship while balancing the unhealthy one.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I love how the people who listen to our show can like, Hardy Boy, Nancy Drew, read between the lines. Like, this obviously, it's like, no, like,
it's not, that's right.
Eric.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. What do you think?
So me, I'm in kind of the same situation with my brothers as you are, where I don't talk to them over some kind of dumb stuff. And, I just came to the point, it's been almost 20 years for me. And I just came to the point where I just feel that toxic is toxic. And at some point, you just got to cut it out, regardless of family or not.
Ugh.
So you're saying
I just kind of feel, like if he has his own reason, she should probably just back out of it and let them resolve it if they want to.
Okay. I just think, as you are a witness to, if no one is willing to make that little move, in a blink of an eye, it's 20 years later.
Ugh.
And it's
and
like,
I understand that.
That's not good.
But my part of it is, why are the people that are supposed to be, you know, love you and be there for you no matter what, why do you have to try extra hard to fix?
Because everybody's just being immature.
Right?
That's why.
Yes, it's
I agree.
And you're cut of the same damn cloth, so neither one of you are going to budge. And that's why you sometimes need a third party to go
Rona.
Knock your heads together and go, you guys are dumb. You're fighting over whatever right. it is, like a dustbuster. It's oftentimes something so you do grandma's Ghostbuster. Who cares?
Exactly.
Did I say Ghostbuster?
It
doesn't
did.
Matter. Terry?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I was married for almost 13 years, divorced now, but his mother and he had a big falling out early on in our relationship.
Okay.
And I really pushed for him to reconcile, to fix it, because we were going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And all, you know, we were going to have a big change in our life. And, he reconciled, and it was the biggest mistake of our life.
Oh,
he was a meddler. I didn't know. He tried to tell me, "Oh, it's your mom. Please, you love her. She's your mother." Because I come from a family where I would never stop talking
right.
to my siblings, but we're a small family, or my mother. Gosh, right?
Yeah.
So I said, "Please get back with her. She's your mother." And he listened, and they reconciled, and then. Holy moly, it was hell from then on out.
So
I say, leave it well enough alone.
Dang.
If he's a guy willing to cut his mother out of his life,
yeah,
there might be
okay
real teeth on this thing, even though the argument that broke the camel's back is stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, another aspect is his sister, who's the middle child, hasn't spoken to their mother since I was pregnant with my first son, and he's now 23.
Okay.
What the
so,
heck?
So okay. All right. Okay. Dump the mother-in-law.
Okay.
Message received.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.